Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 196 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program 298. That's 298. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of it at the end of the program. Have your papers, your pencil, and pen ready so that when she gives you the address, you make sure you specify as to whether you want a tape copy, an audio tape copy, or a CD. We have music. We have a powerful message from the Lord. We have testimonies and Bible reading. But right now, before all this, let's go to the throne of the living God to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, praise the Lord, you're there as always. I love to lay before you day and night, Lord. This is the way your word tells us to be holy. There are different people in the world that are trying to say that I say I'm the only holy person in the world, and they're liars. And they're even trying to say, you know, Father, you know that we don't have guns, bullets, tanks, or anything like the Roman military power in this country has, the ones that destroyed Waco, and they're trying to say that we have a militia. Well, Father, a militia is what the government has, the Roman government in this country. They're the ones that have guns and bullets and tanks and bombs and all kinds of weapons. That is the cult, Father. You have said so in your holy word. And we have no militia. They're trying to equate us, Father, with the people at Waco. The people at Waco didn't do anything wrong. The militia, the supposed to be United States government under the auspices, under the orders from Rome, went over there as John Peeler, the former FBI agent and BATF agent, stated they were calling it a turkey shoot. They didn't want to arrest him. They wanted to kill him. They called it a turkey shoot. And it just blows my mind, Father, the way that the Catholic cult and its government, this government, has turned everything around. And they do it in a special way that most people are so unaware of what they're doing. They just can't believe that people would be that evil. The only way I know that, Lord, is because of the fact that they've done this to us. They've made all these accusations about us that we have not done. We don't even have a squirt gun here or a cap pistol. We don't even have toy guns or swords or any kind of, even bows and arrows, not even toy ones. And they're trying to build all Christian churches, born-again Christian churches, into dangerous cults, when in reality the only danger there is this world government under the direction and commandment of the Roman Empire, the Pope, who sits there, as you said, Father, that this is Satan's seat, is in the city of the seven mountains where Satan sits. And Satan lives in people. The spirit of Satan lives in people just like you live in people, Father. The satanic people in the world have Satan in them. They are the embodiment of Satan. But, Lord, we are the continuation of your incarnation here on earth. We have your spirit. And, of course, the Vatican and its government, they run the news media. They run the news and all these smutty programs that are on television, and they are the ones that have hidden all these people that have committed mass murders in the Vatican, and then they're trying to say that we're trying to kill us. We've never killed anybody. No born-again Christian has killed anybody. Nobody. And yet, Father, they're trying to make it look like we're bad. They are bombing millions of millions and millions of people to death. And they're trying to do away with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word, Father. They hate you, Father. And, Lord, we hate those that hate you. But they hate you, Father, and that you despise, you hate Satan. And you told us to hate Satan. Jesus, you said that we cannot serve two masters, but we must love one and hate the other. And you told us not to fear the devil that can just kill our bodies, but we are to fear God, who can kill not only our bodies, but he can cast our souls into hell. Satan cannot cast our souls into hell. Only God can do that, and that is if you people out in Radio Land, Father, in Radio Land, that these people all over the world, unless they repent of their sins, you didn't die on the cross and shed your precious blood that souls could continue sinning, because you hate sin. You don't want them to continue sinning. You want them to repent of their sins and go and sin no more. For he that sinneth is of the devil, your word says. And this is the New Testament. We've got these different people that think they're comedians. They're saying that you were a good old boy, Father, in the Old Testament, but a bad man in the Old Testament, a bad God, but in the New Testament, you're really a good old boy. Jesus is. Why, Jesus, you talk more about hellfire and brimstone than it ever did in the Old Testament. It's just so amazing that the people are so foolish that they think that listening to comics, which are not really funny at all, that that's cool. Lord, put your hand down and show everyone in the world that these things that they're hearing from the media and from the government, which is the Roman Catholic canon law government from Rome, and that cult is the very thing that's doing everything in its power to destroy their souls. Lord, we pray that you'll let them discover this. We ask that your Holy Spirit will move inside of everyone's heart and inside of every one of their brains to let them know that this one world government is of the devil. Even Hitler, as the most satanic person on earth, because he killed so many Jews, it's because the Vatican made him to believe that the Jews were the ones that were in charge of the one world government, and he did not want them, Hitler didn't want them to come in and take away the sovereignty of them having a one nation, one nation. And I have, you know, the Lord put it on my heart. Lord, you put it on my heart to look up some of Hitler's speeches, and these are the things he was saying. And he got everybody to rally together in Germany to resist the UN troops. Because he said, if we join them, they're going to divide all of our industry out. Father, just like they did here in the United States. We foolishly joined Rome, and now there's 200 countries that vote whether we can do something or not, and they're doling our industry out all over the world. And that's what Hitler was saying was right. And then they made Hitler believe that it was the Jews that were the baddies, and that they were the ones that were conspiring, and they're the ones that started the United Nations. How false. It's just amazing that they have this unique propaganda from Satan. They deceived Hitler just like they deceived Eve. And so when they saw that Hitler would not join the United Nations, they went over there and bombed it. The UN forces, it was Russia, Stalin, Churchill in England, the United States, and Franco in France. Russia, France, the United States, and England. So that was the very thing. Then the Vatican started saying, and you can see the pictures, hundreds and hundreds of pictures of the Vatican right in there with Hitler, egging him on, saying, look, you don't want those UN people coming over here, do you? And he'd say, no. So you have to resist. You have to call Germany together to be a world power. You, as sovereign Germany, can take over the whole world. And don't pay any attention to these. If you get together, all of you are joined together, you will not be ruined. But if you don't join together, you will be ruined. And so no matter which way Hitler went, if he joined the UN, Germany would be finished, just like America is finished now, Father. And just as sure as he resisted, it's just that sure that the United Nations, NATO, would start coming over to Germany and bomb them to death. So he was put in a catch-22 spot, Father, and he was destroyed. Maybe at the end, and so he thought it would be okay to go ahead and massacre the Jews, because the Vatican, who he thought was the real church, which they're the devil's church, talked him into believing that they were the biggest enemy of Christianity, and that anyone, that God has raised you up, Hitler, to annihilate these antichrists for God, and God will bless you, my son. And so he was deceived, just like Eve. And now the same propaganda is going on in this world, Father. They're trying to make the people that are peaceful and harmonious to be malicious and dangerous and all this. And here, we just want to live in peace. And that's what David Koresh wanted to do. There are many musicians that I know that used to go over there and play guitar with him. They said he was the most peaceful guy in the world. I never met him personally, and I didn't know what his doctrine was until I got some of his tapes. And when I heard his tapes, he was preaching just to be born again, and you must keep the commandments of the Lord. But do they support, you know, this false U.S. government to them? He was dangerous. And that he was sleeping with all kinds of men's wives, and that all these children were his. And you talk about the slander. And then the same thing with other people that they have maligned. I know one thing, that we certainly don't have any guns. We're not dangerous. We've never killed anybody. We're not pedophiles like the Vatican is. They have raped tens of hundreds of thousands of little boys. They're the pedophiles. They're the ones that run the news media. They're the ones that are coming out with all these false accusations against people like myself. Pedophiles. Vatican. World government. Liars. News media. Anyone that believes in them, get away from them. Pray to God that you'll be delivered from all these people and accept the gospel. Lord God, that the souls of this world will be saved. And those people that are so evil, that Lord, that you'll open their eyes and let them know that there is salvation, there is mercy for them if they'll come to you and humble themselves and repent and kneel down before you and ask Jesus to come into their heart and wash all their sins away. And you'll do it, you said. You won't turn anyone away. The Apostle Paul likened himself as to the biggest sinner in the world. And he said that you gave him forgiveness to show that the most miserably sinful person in the world can find salvation through Jesus. The blood of Jesus taketh away the sins of the whole world. But not if they get saved and then they keep going on in sin. Father, if they repent, then you tell them that they must grow in power, which is grace or power. And the more powerful they get is because they stay at the throne of the living God. How dangerous could be anybody be laying before the throne of God praying and praying for power? Pat Robertson says that's wrong, but the Bible says that he's wrong. And the Bible says that Rome is wrong, that the Catholic cult is wrong, that the world government is wrong. It's Rome. And that the media is the mouth of Satan, the very mouth of Satan. So don't believe these things. There's a bunch over in Guyana that the government came in there and put bullets in every one of them, and then they said that they drank Kool-Aid. That isn't true. A bunch of those people saw the government doing that, and they escaped into the woods, Father. And they came to our church and went to several other churches telling us of what the government did there. It's the Roman government. And we gave our sovereignty away to them, and now they've given our industry away, and now they're putting in the same doctrine that they've always believed from over 2,000 years ago, to take God out of schools, to take the God, all of God, out of every individual, and to take the word Jesus out of every individual, and to, if they could, destroy the Word of God, and to destroy anyone that's preaching the gospel, or anyone that is telling the truth about God and telling the truth about them. Lord, forgive them, because there's a cloud over them and they can't see. Open their eyes. Take the cloud away. Move into them, Lord. Give them conviction so that they'll ask you to enter into their hearts and wash their dirty sins, their dirty, filthy sins away, that their souls might be saved in the church, the real church, the body of Christ, the wife of God, the wife of our Lord and Savior, the bride of Christ, the new Jerusalem can enter into them. The kingdom of heaven can come forth from out of the heavens and enter into their hearts, that they can be saying, Abba, Father, that you will be their Father, and that they will become your sons and daughters. Lord, destroy the works of Satan. I'm not saying to destroy people, but destroy the works that Satan is doing in them and through them, because Satan uses people just like you use us here on earth. And Satan is a liar and the father of it, and he's doing everything in his power to destroy those of us who are the strongest Christians that ever lived on the face of this earth. Your word says so, that we are the strongest Christians that ever lived. We're the actually very the feet of the body of Christ. We're the cleanup crew here on earth. We're the ones cleaning up this whole mess down here with your word. Lord, let these words enter into everyone, that they might be saved, and that the people that are saved will not be lukewarm any longer, but that they'll get out on the firing line and fight the good fight of faith with the only weapon that we possess, which is the word of God, the double-edged sword. Lord, that souls may be saved and the church strengthened, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. All right, now, a good friend of mine, we've known each other for so many years. I've known him before I was saved. I used to go into his recording studio that he had in a big old house over on Hudson Street in Hollywood. He was so loaded on pot that I could almost get contact high going in there. Both of us were unsaved, but he's saved now. And he's written such fantastic songs like He Was There All the Time, and he sings them too. He is a very talented man. His name is Gary S. Paxton, and here he is singing one of his songs. And he arranged all of it and everything. He's done hundreds and hundreds of songs, and has recorded for the arranged for the Four Freshmen and many superstars, including myself. This is Jesus is taking me higher and higher. Lord. Now, there's a time when Gary Paxton was writing for my music company, Motivation Music, for quite a while. And that was years ago. We helped build his recording studio in Nashville, and we have a long history together. It's a good, excellent genius, actually a genius in writing songs. He wrote that song. He was there all the time. I don't know whether I mentioned it before or not, but a lot of other ones that I sing on the radio. Now we have some testimonials. One of the things I want to say before I start bringing the message is that in Revelation 10:7, it says, "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel." So I'm saying, the Lord is telling me that we're living in the day of the seventh angel, because you've seen the Lord has actually allowed the Vatican, this wicked organization, and its government and media to take over the world because that the sin is so bad, and they have been doing things to people, a lot of people, because of their sins. And then they've been doing a lot of evil to people that are born again Christians and Jews as well. And especially us Hebrew Christians, boy, they really got it in for me being a Jew and then also on top of that to be a born again Christian, a Hebrew Christian. And there's quite a few Hebrew Christians in this work. There's some business people in Beverly Hills that are Jews that are speak fluent Hebrew, and they're doing my Messiah book on tape. And it talks about in Revelation 10:7 that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Okay, so the Lord has called me to make sure that the mystery, that there's no mystery of what God says. And the mystery of iniquity, the Lord has been allowing that mystery of iniquity mentioned in the Second Thessalonians 2:7-10. It says in verse 7 that for the mystery of iniquity that continues on, it's already working, even back then. Only the Lord, who is now letting him work, will let him do it until he be taken out of the way. Now, the Lord is causing me to expose the entire world of iniquity, and also is using me to open the eyes of people to where they can see that there's no longer any mystery to God, so that people can make a calculated decision as to whether they want to serve God or whether they want to serve Satan. And we'll get into that a little bit later in the ship program. But do you have some testimonials there today for us?
Yes.
Okay, where's the first one from?
From La Mesa, California.
La Mesa. The Mesa. Okay. Okay, then what?
Pastor Alamo, a woman named Ruth from La Mesa, California, called saying she read your testimony entitled Dry Bones in the San Diego Union Tribune on Sunday. She said it was a great testimony, and it was wonderful to see the gospel printed in the newspaper, because usually everything in the newspaper is against Christianity.
Absolutely. That's why I say the media is against Christianity, born-again Christianity. Now, I think I've exposed the Catholic cult enough to where they know they're not Christians. Okay? Then what?
She said she took the article to church to show everyone, and they all really liked it and were very enthusiastic about it. She requested a copy of your Messiah book, more copies of Dry Bones, and your other literature.
You turn on the media, the television or radio, and you'll see just about everything coming over there is like satanic. And read the newspapers, there's just hardly any good thing in there. Nothing. Most people that I know say that that write in, they say they like the crossword puzzle. Okay? Isn't that something? Okay, but they do like when I run the articles that the Lord has given me to expose Satan and to give glory to God. Now, that is the thing that people really like to read nowadays. Many of them were suicidal. They were going to want to kill themselves, and they were saved from the literature that God has given me. And so we're in the business. I'm in the business of winning souls, not killing them, okay, like the Vatican does. You know, I don't like a lot of things that are happening in this world, but I never tell anybody go kill them. Amen?
Amen.
I say that the Vatican is the biggest satanic force on earth today, that it is the actual Antichrist, but I've never told anybody to kill them. We have to preach the gospel to them so that the kingdom of heaven will be established here on earth. And when we preach the gospel to people, what happens if they receive it? That separates, it divides Satan's kingdom so that it cannot stand. And so we can't allow all the things that they're saying get to us. Don't let it get to you, no matter what they're doing to you. If you'd like to write me and let me know if there's certain evil things that the government's doing to you, good. As long as, you know, I'll air it over the air. as long as the Lord allows me to be on the air. Because if God be with me, who could be against me?
Amen.
I believe that God is my defender. They've been threatening to kill me, and they've been maligning my wife, my late wife Susie, and myself for years. Ever since we first started 42 years ago. But here we are. Here I am still preaching the gospel, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that they scared me off?
No.
No. Nothing can frighten me. I had a vision one time where it was the Antichrist in the form of like a vision, and it was like a cartoon or something that was coming at me, but it was the most vile and most heinous looking thing that I've ever seen in my life. The most dreadful thing is it's the same thing that Daniel saw. And all I did is come against it in the blood of Jesus, and it went away immediately. There's so many people that have troubles today. They're so troubled because they don't know who to choose to marry. They don't know who to choose or what to do when the Word of God tells you exactly what to do. Amen?
Amen.
But people don't read the Bible. They listen, you know, to a message here and there, but they don't put it into action. And the Lord says that we're blessed if we do whatsoever He tells us to do, not just hear. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, because if you have faith in God, then you're going to do the works. The Apostle James said, faith without works is dead. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so go ahead. Who else? Did you finish that one?
Yes.
Okay, now where's the next one from?
From New Hope, Minnesota.
Well, that's what everybody needs is new hope, you know.
Amen.
You need to be born again. All these people say that they're homosexuals and they were born that way. Well, that's why you need to be born again. Amen?
Amen.
Sure, all of us were born retarded. We were born sinners. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Dear Pastor Lamo, I read your article, Difficult Mountain, in the Star Tribune and thought it was excellent. I'll be leaving for South Africa, going into HIV, AIDS, TB hospitals and orphanages, and some churches, so I could use more prayer covering, as it is another battleground that Satan is losing. Praise to our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just one of his servants. God bless you and the ministry that God put you into, from Reverend Glenn in New Hope, Minnesota.
Right, so just another battleground. Every time I do a message, it's breaking the powers of darkness. And even if I did die or if they killed me, whatever, by the time they hear this on the radio stations and it's scattered, we send these out all over the world to people, our distributors, these messages on CD and tape. And the cat is out of the bag, boys, all you boys over at the Vatican and all you girls. And cat's out of the bag. Amen?
Amen.
You can't stop it now. And it's going to, the Word of God is going to destroy you. It tells you in 2 Thessalonians that the Lord is going to come back and destroy you with the Word of God. The sword from his mouth, which is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to consume you like a fire. The Lord's going to burn all the people that hate the word of God. And he's going to send them strong delusion because they have not the love of God in them. And so he makes you believe a lie that your souls might be damned. You say, well, what kind of a God is that? That's the kind he is. You know, what do you want me to do? Make up a the tooth fairy for you and say that that's God? It's not, okay? God is the kind of God that he loves and he hates. He makes alive and he kills. And what are you going to do about it? Maybe, you know, when before I was saved, I didn't like that either, but what am I going to do about it, huh? Because everybody's going to have to face him, right?
Amen.
Whether you like it or not. And if you're that bad, he doesn't like you either. Okay? Read the Bible and see for yourself. Okay, so where's the next one from?
From Moore, Oklahoma. A lady named Dawn, D-A-W-N, called in from Oklahoma saying she had just read Pastor Lamo's writing entitled Difficult Mountain in Sunday's Daily News from Moore, Oklahoma. She said it was great. She said the writing is so beautiful. It lets the words speak right into you. My mother and I get together on Sunday and read the Bible and discuss things in the Bible, so now we have these wonderful writings of Pastor Lamo's. Please tell Pastor Lamo that this literature reaches, I mean really reaches, into so many people, and especially in Sunday's paper.
Praise the Lord. Is that it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now then. Okay, Sharon, you can move over a notch. And reading here. The Lord put it on my heart to read some of, I don't know what it was. I've never had a desire to read any of Hitler's speeches. Because just the name of him puts me into a very bad mood. Because I don't like anyone that kills people and thinks, I don't care if the Vatican told him or anybody told him. If he thought it was God telling him to do that, well, then he was one of the most deceived people in the world. But one of the things that he did say is they did trick him. There's no question about the Vatican. The Bible tells us to drink waters out of our own cistern. That means don't, you know, get your nose into other people's business like the Roman Vatican government is doing to the people in the world today. And sending our troops over to all these nations and making them want to drink out of the way that we believe by bombing them to death. If we want them to believe what we believe, then it is permissible by the Lord for us to preach the gospel. Because he said it pleased God that the world would be saved by preaching the gospel, which to the people that are satanic, our gospel is foolishness, but unto us it is eternal life to those of us that believe. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation only to those of us who believe on every word that proceedeth from the mouth of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible says, drink waters out of thine own cistern. Don't let the United Nations or any foreign nation come in here and tell us what to do, like these heinies. These heinies that are actually Vaticanites in Rome, okay? We're not supposed to listen to them. This is supposed to be the United States of America government, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for everyone. What kind of justice is there in this world anymore? Because we've allowed the enemy to invade our country, just like Eve allowed Satan to enter into the Garden of Eden. Okay, so drink waters out of your own house. Don't go around into your own country. Make it a godly country, everybody. Because, you know, what good is war and war and war? Everybody now has atomic bombs, and who knows which one of the people out there that are crazy enough to push the button or drop the bomb on you or anyone else. Me, I'm not worried about it because I'm saved. I'm born again of the Spirit, and anyone that truly is born again of the Spirit, they're not afraid of that bomb. They're not hovering away. If I was afraid, do you think that I would be preaching this gospel all over the world and pulling the lid off of the pot that has all these worms in it? Drink waters out of your own cistern. If you don't know what a cistern is, it's a place where you store water, where you store water. Don't go drinking it out of somebody else. That's why people have to take shots to go to Africa, India, and all different places in the world, because, and especially in Mexico, because they have this disease called tourist. Did you ever hear that? Okay, any Mexicans in here today? They must be celebrating Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. Okay, but because tourists is something that, it's a very bad thing in Mexico. You get a disease on that. Because there's something in the water that causes you to bad things. I'll just put it that way. Okay. And drink only running waters out of your own well. Proverbs 5:15. And that's why I reckon that Hitler knew that verse, because he's saying, I saw in one of his, this is another one of his speeches, I read one the other day, he said, I cannot build the future of the German nation on the assurance of foreign assistance or foreign statesmen or any international help. I don't want international help. America didn't need any international help. Because when you have international help, you say, okay, we agree that we're going to get, if a nation like Germany wants to come over and bomb us, then we have the assurance that we have 200 other nations that will come and fight for us. But why are we, the United States of America, doing all the fighting? Amen?
Amen.
I mean, aren't they liars?
Yes.
It's primarily our people over there and maybe some people from England, a few of them. But we have to drink water out of our own cisterns and to mind our own business. Amen?
Amen.
And to get a hold of the Lord. So Hitler was smart enough to know that, but they tricked him. The Vatican stated that there is a United Nations forming right now, and it's being formed by the Jews. And so the Jews are wanting to take over the Sie Welt, the whole world. And so they are the ones that killed Christ. I didn't kill Christ. I'm Jewish. And the Apostle Paul didn't kill Christ, or either did Matthew, Mark, or John. Or the Apostle Paul. Paul killed or put his hand to killing Christians. But he said that he cannot build any future for Germany if he lets the foreign people come in there, international, if he says international help. This is how a lot of young boys get into trouble, and girls, when they go to prison. If they take something from somebody, then these homosexuals in there say, "You owe me. And if you don't give me something that I want, then I'm going to kill you. I gave you packs of cigarettes and candy." This is what the Vatican has done. So the Vatican told him, don't sell out to the United Nations or the NATO at that time. And so he says, I'm not going to. He said, and they told him that he would never be able to build a Germany. A future, the future of Germany as a nation, the assurance of it. He got some false statement for any assurance of a foreign statesman or any international help, like, for instance, the one world government, which is the cult from Rome. Okay, he didn't want any help from them. But only on the real facts of production. In other words, let's produce our own stuff here. We don't want anything from other nations. We have enough stuff here in the United States, so we don't need anything from any other nation. But what we've done is the international help that was supposed to help us when we were the strongest nation in the world is the one that has given our industry away to other nations. And now we've got people sleeping on the street. If it is to be the task of the League of Nations only to guarantee the existing state of the world and the safeguard, and to safeguard it for all time, in other words, like the UN is going to safeguard us, in other words, Rome is going to be our guardian, in other words, they've murdered billions of people down through the years, and they're going to be our helpers. They're the ones that are saying that we're spanking kids and that we're abusing women and that we're doing all these filthy things that they're saying, when in reality they kill billions of people, okay? So let's get it straight here. Even Hitler was smart enough to know that one. And then when he, so it says the existing state of the world, that they're going to safeguard us, it for all time. Then he said we might as well entrust them also with the task of guarding the high tide and the low tide. Or like, in other words, he said they're promising us the sun and the moon that they're going to do this, when in reality they're the ones that are bombing everybody to death. And they're taking God out of the schools and out of the courthouses, and they won't even allow you to say, raise your right hand and repeat after me. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? They said, so help you. They don't even allow you to do that. Because that's from Rome, people. That's from Rome. So the Bible says for us not to drink water out of anyone else's cistern but our own. Don't let these people come in and help you, because they're not helping you. They sent your industry out of the United States of America. And now they're trying to stop my voice by saying that we're going to make Tony another Waco. This is the Vatican saying that. So if they come in here and start shooting the place up, you know where it's coming from. I hope that you're not going to be that stupid. So even Hitler knew that. And so when he resisted, after he built up this power, Vatican built him up with all this money from the Vatican banks, and then when the Vatican wanted to prove that ever the world needed the United Nations, what they did is rose up against Germany and went in there and bombed it, and to the point where Hitler committed suicide. They used him. Hitler was a dupe. He was deceived, just like Eve. They said, don't resist. He said, resist, resist being a part of the United Nations. And then when he did, here the Vatican sicked the United States, Russia, France, and Winnie Churchill against them. Isn't that something? So what the Bible says is that in book of 2 Thessalonians, you'll see verse 7. Go ahead and read that, Sharon.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
So this is a mysterious thing. The Lord said that iniquity or sin is a mystery. It's a mystery. And that's why God calls Rome Mystery Babylon the Great. In other words, Babylon was really in Iraq or Iran area. It was in both areas, really. Persia. But it's the mystery of iniquity. The Lord is going to let the mystery of iniquity continue until he doesn't want it to exist any longer, and so he's going to put an end to it. Now, read that again, verse 7.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth...
Okay, only God who now lets it go on. He's letting it go on for a season so that people will not accuse God of casting Satan into hell and the lake of fire forever and all the people that follow him. So that people would start shaking their fists at God, saying, you didn't let them have a warning. You just let them go. If God would have destroyed iniquity in this world a long time ago, then people would say God is unjust, and they're saying that today. But why does God say that he's love, and then all of a sudden he destroys us people who sin? It's because you're rejecting his son. He is opening the doors for mercy for you for eternity, and it's because you're thumbing your nose at the gospel, you're thumbing your nose at God, you're thumbing your nose at those of us that preach the gospel, and you're doing everything in your power to stop us, to try to stop us. But let me tell you something, you're not going to stop us, because my literature is out by the hundreds of millions, and there's tens of thousands of pieces of of different people out preaching, teaching, and my tapes and CDs, plus, have been going on for years, so you're not going to stop it. Then continue on.
Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
So the Lord God is going to let this exist until he's taken out of the way. And that time will come when the mystery of iniquity is revealed. And it's being revealed right now. Okay, so go ahead.
Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed.
Okay, and so now the wicked one, all the wickedness being revealed. Can't you see that I'm revealing it?
Yes.
God is revealing it through me.
Amen.
Okay? So it's being revealed right now. So wake up.
Amen.
You've let them take this country over and the whole world. And it's time that you wake up because the Lord is coming back to earth again very soon. Okay, keep going.
And then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume.
Okay, the wicked one is revealed. That is Satan's church, government, and media. He's revealed now. Now God's going to come back and do what?
Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Okay, so the Lord is going to consume that organization with the spirit of his mouth, which is the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God is spirit and it's life and it also is destruction to those that won't receive it. It's a double-edged sword. It's for you if you keep the commandments, and it's against you with the other side of the sword if you don't. Okay, that's what it means, double-edged sword. It cuts the fat off of your heart and opens up your heart and your mind and your soul, but it smashes you if it swings the other way on you, if you reject. That's the real word of God. Okay, kids. Then what?
Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders.
And lying wonders. That's why I say, I doubt if they went to the moon. I mean, they do a better job of that than the motion picture studios, you know. Did you ever see Star Wars? I didn't, but I see the ads for it, you know, now and then. Okay, then what?
Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness.
All deceivableness. Don't you see how Satan is deceiving you? And doing it in unrighteousness, telling you to come against the house of the living God and to destroy the house of the living God and to destroy those that are sent supernaturally, called and chosen in a supernatural way from heaven to come and tell you the truth. Oh, I see my time is up. As they would say, you know, ach, ach, my time is up, okay? So we'll try to continue this tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. All right, now, those of you that don't want to be deceived any longer, that you want to receive the truth, because the word here says that if you reject the truth, if you don't love the truth, then he says he'll send you strong delusions to where you'll actually even believe a lie, so that you'll believe a lie. He'll make you believe a lie, that your soul might be damned. Why would God do that? Because he said he would.
Yeah.
God is a God of his word. Amen? He can't lie. And if he says he'll do it, he will. Okay?
Amen.
All right, so the thing to do is ask the Lord to come into your life. So let's do it now by this prayer. Father God, we thank and praise your holy name. Repeat it after me. Father God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I know I'm saved. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because I know I'm saved, because you can't lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now praise and thank the Lord, and keep praising and thanking him, and get into the Bible and read it so that you'll know that the things that I'm telling you are absolutely true. Now, Sharon's show them four different ways that they can receive a copy of program number 298.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
And now this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's the Life Choir, written, conducted by H.B. Barnum, to sing Life Prayer Song. Thank you.